Hello, friends. How's everybody doing today? I hope you guys are super, super well, as always. Today, man, my head is killing me today, actually. I went for a run this morning, and I don't know, dude. I feel like since it's hot now, this might be dumb logic, but hear me out. I feel like since it's really hot out and muggy and sticky, that when I run for pretty much anything over like a mile or two, I just feel like after my head is like thump, 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 thump. Or, you know, dude, it could be just because I'm like always staring at my fucking phone. Who knows? Who knows? But anyway, let's get into it. Man, I was gonna come in hot and scream, you know, let out like a little woo, but man, my head is freaking pounding. And I want to take some Advil, but I don't know. I probably just should do it and stop complaining, right? But, you know, that's what we do. We complain. We complain. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little. There's pretty much like two things I want to talk about today. Maybe more. We'll see. Actually, I kind of want to start by talking about my new obsession, I guess you could say, which, so people know that I enjoy Gary Vee to a point. When I say to a point, I don't mean anything like against him or anything. I mean to a point where some of the advice he says is kind of just like, I feel like some of the stuff he says is more, it's easier said than done. You know what I mean? Like, it's easy to tell people go out and do it, go out, quit your job and stuff when you're already successful, right? So, like, when I say to a point, that's what I'm talking about. But he has a new, I don't know if it's really new. It's a little series he started on YouTube called Trash Talk, which I am obsessed with. There's only 5 episodes of it, but basically he goes to townwide garage sales and buys stuff and then flips it. And one of the things about this is that he doesn't really flip it as much as he gives like an estimated profit at the end. So a lot of the stuff isn't sold by the time they post the episode. So it's kind of like, oh, well, so like the episode says turning $47 into $450. But it's not completed sales. He goes off of completed sales, but his sales aren't completed. So it's kind of iffy like that. But since I've been watching this, man, I just got the I know that I do like the buy and sell shit, but it's like a whole new itch watching this, where I went to Goodwill, and I literally walked straight to their, like, because I'm not really into like the clothing kind of deal, just because clothing's tricky, where unless you know exactly what you're looking for, or if it's obvious, you could buy a bunch of shit and just be sitting on it, really. So I went straight to their, like, knickknacks, I guess you could say. And, man, I started buying all these fucking mugs, man. Hashtag mug life. But it's so addicting because they're so cheap and the upside is so big. I mean, it's not like you're not going to make a fucking $100 off of a mug, chances are. But you could buy you could buy 10 mugs for $5 or less and easily sell them for 10 bucks a piece. And I know one of the things that people like to hate on is like the shipping or whatever, but I mean, just include that and just include that in the price, right? And you're fine. But yeah, man, it's like I'm all fired up about flipping again. I just want to get out to some garage sales, but unfortunately, I'm working like every single weekend. Can't get out to garage sales. Yeah. Anyway, I want to go over this UFC card. Dude, one of the best UFC cards I've seen in a long time. And I know I probably say that a lot, but it's also because you don't say it about, it sounds like I say it a lot, because you don't say it about, you know, fights that aren't that good. Dude, I think I got CTE or something. My head is pounding and I can't form sentences. Someone send help. ASAP. I got CTE from running. But yeah, UFC 239. I didn't catch any of the prelims. I didn't record them, so I'm not even going to get onto it. I started watching I saw the decision of Michael Chiesa, but I didn't see the fight, so I can't even comment on that. So I saw, you know, the four big fights, I guess you could say. First off, I want to also say, fuck you, Schaub, for making it near impossible to find a stream. I'm trying to move, man. I don't have money to be spending $80 on a UFC event. I just don't. I'm sorry. I know it's shitty. I'm probably incriminating myself. But, yeah, dude, I needed to find a stream. Took forever. That's why I didn't see the first fight. I also found a Korean version of the fight, and everybody, thank God for the comment section on that, because everybody's like, what the fuck's going on? What is this? Thanks, Shaw, for making us watch a Korean UFC. And then somebody posted, finally, a good stream. And was basically, I think he said, like, just trying to pay it forward. Here you go. But anyway, let's get into the fights. I don't even know how to say this guy's name. John, or I feel like it could be like Ian. I don't know what this guy is. Let me see what he is. What? Polish. John? J-A-N? Blachowicz. Blachowicz. I don't know. And Luke Rockhold. Look, I'm a Luke Rockhold fan. Don't really know much about this other guy. But Jesus. Did he... I mean, he owned that entire fight. And set off the chain reaction in a couple of knockouts. Now, Luke Rockhold, he's going to be fine. I feel like he has one foot in, one foot out. That might just be me, but I feel like he's got one foot in, one foot out. Not really sure, because I'm pretty sure he does, like, modeling and shit. I don't know. Anyway, the three fights after this are the ones I really wanted to talk about. Jorge Masvidal, Ben Askren. Now, even if you're not a UFC fan and you've been on the internet the past few days, I'm sure you have heard about this fight. Good googly moogly. 5 seconds is all it took for Jorge Masvidal to give Ben Askren the three-piece combo. By three-piece, I mean a brutal knee, which knocked Ben Askren out cold. Followed up with 2 punches while he was knocked out, which is, his head probably feels kind of how mine does right now. Those were very unnecessary. Masvidal did not think so because, look, Ben Askren was talking shit. Ben Askren talks shit. That's what he does. And, dude, Jorge Masvidal took that shit personal and made it a point to fuck Ben Askren up. Now, here's where I'm like, I guess, I don't know how to, look, Ben Askren, he's had 2 fights in the UFC. The first one, who did he fight? Oh, shit. I don't remember. But that first fight was against, I can't think of his name. I could picture the guy. I just can't think of his name. Anyway, that was that fight where he was choking him and the ref stopped it, and then the guy immediately got up. And up to that point in that fight, Ben Askren was losing. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, to me, it seems like Ben Askren got called up to the big boys, and he was in double A or triple A baseball, whatever. He was hitting home runs, and then they called him up to the major leagues, and he was getting struck out. That's kind of how it feels right now. And I know the MMA community hyped the fuck out of Ben Askren, just like we did at Aaron Pico. But I mean, there's a possibility that these guys just aren't, they're not it. I mean, Askren might fight again and it'd be fine. But I mean, what happens, like really, what happens if his next fight, he gets knocked out again? Who can they put him against? I don't know really where he goes from here. Masvidal, let's hope he gets, I don't know if it would be a title shot or if it would be a, I don't know if it would be a title shot or if it would be an interim, the interim title, which, you know, I fucking hate the interim belt. Let me look at who I feel like, what's his face could go up against. Oh, this is, dude, the UFC app is so dumb. It really is, man. All right, so oh, Robbie Lawler is who he fought, right? Wait, was it Robbie Lawler? I don't remember. But so for Ben Askren, I mean, Masvidal beat Till, so I don't know what would happen after that if he fought him. it's tough for him. Because, like, Masvidal should be fighting. I'd like him to beat the fuck out of Colby Covington. I can't stand that guy. But, I mean, the right thing would probably be Woodley or Kamaru Usman. I don't... See, it's tough. It's tough. Because you could have Masvidal fight Woodley and Colby fight Usman. You could do that. I don't know. I feel like... Ben Askren, man, he's going to get fucked on this, I think. I got to stop swearing so much. All right, let me go back to that. Oh, so then... Yeah, that was one of the most... Look, dude, I was watching that fight. I was because I really wanted to watch Jorge Masvidal and Ben Askren. I was watching the shit out of that fight. And while I was watching it, I saw the knockout, but I feel like I missed it. Like, it happened so fast that I was like, wait, what just happened? Until they slowed it down and paused it and did the 360 camera angle, which is awesome, by the way. It was like I missed the knockout, even though I watched it happen. It happened that fast. It was strange. Now, Amanda Nunes, Holly Holm. This fight, okay, so this one looked like it was going to be a good fight. It looked like it was going to be a good fight, and then Amanda Nunes did what Amanda Nunes does. Best ever. I think she beat every single past champion, and, I mean, there's people in this comments of the stream I was watching, and they're like, somebody needs to kill her. And I'm like, dude, that's so aggressive. First of all, like, obviously you were rooting for Holm, but I don't see why Amanda Nunes gets hate. Just like I don't see why, I was going to say I don't see why Ben Askren gets hate, but I definitely do. Just like, back to Ben Askren. I don't want to keep talking about this, but, like, what if he really was just overrated? I thought it was going to be awesome for the UFC to have him, but, like, his first two fights are just real stinkers. Real stinkers. And, like, I mean, so predictable. It looked like the way he got knocked out was that he was shooting for a takedown, and Masvidal just timed it up perfectly. And they actually showed Masvidal practicing that like 2 days beforehand. So I wonder if, I would have to go back and look, but I wonder if Askren does that like every single fight, that you can plan for it. Then the last fight, the John Jones and Thiago Santos. This was a bummer too. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a bummer because, I mean, obviously I wanted John Jones to win. He's my favorite fighter. But I really think that fight would have went different if Thiago didn't, I think it was the first round, you could see him blow his knee out, which how you fought I think it was early first round or mid first round. So basically five rounds on what looked like a torn ACL. Sheesh, man. All the respect. Like, he couldn't put any pressure. He couldn't throw any kick. I think it was his left leg. He couldn't throw any kick with his right leg just because he couldn't pivot, like, do the turn. It was a nightmare. And his leg kicks to John Jones. They both left in wheelchairs. I think whoever fights John Jones next needs to watch that fight and take out his calves. His legs were destroyed. And like I said, if Santos didn't blow his leg out, I think that fight would have gone a completely different way. I think if I was betting on that fight, I would have bet on Santos. And I'm a Jon Jones fan. I just know that he has insane power. I would like to see that fight again, actually. Like, in all honesty, I don't say that much about, like, I want to see that fight again, but I would really like to see that fight again. Shit. Yo, how stupid is it, by the way, that people are, like, mad about a black girl that got cast to play The Little Mermaid? Like, you really have extra time in your life to be mad about the fucking Little Mermaid? How old are you, by the way? Dude, how old are the people that are complaining about a black girl playing The Little Mermaid? Because unless you're over 80 or under 10... Dude, your life should be more busy than that. Your life should be more busy than that. Plain and simp. Plain and simp. Can you just imagine seeing, like, reading the headline, like, what's her name? It's not Halle Berry. Something, it sounds like Halle Berry. Just picture this. You're on your fucking phone or your iPad or your iMac or your Windows or your Samsung, I guess, if you do that. And you read the headline that a black girl is playing The Little Mermaid. And your first thought is to get mad. Hey, what you doing? Gunk. Hey, turn around. Gunk. That's you turning around and me slamming the door in your face. You hear this? That's someone knocking on your door. You answer it. Hey, what's going on? Did you see that they cast a black girl to play the Little Mermaid? Oh! Turn around, gunk. We don't have time for that, okay? We don't have time for that. You know why? Because we're adults. If you're an adult and you got mad about that, you're childish. Also, how many times can people post a meme of a movie played by black guys with white guys photoshopped on it and say, okay, this is the new version of this? Hey, man, not funny. The first time, I went, huh, that's cool. Second time, I went, okay. Third time, starting to get blood red mad here. Fourth time, now I'm just angry. It's like, what are you doing? How many times can you make... I saw one today. I was scrolling on, I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook, but it was like Friday, and it was Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey. Like, all right, how many of these are we going to post? Right? How many of these are we going to do? The joke is the same. You're just changing the face. And I don't understand how people are looking at it and thinking that it's funny anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's really weird. It's basically you're watching a game and you know how it's going to play out, but the guys, they change their color of their jersey, right? The Cavs change from, it's like at halftime, if the Cavs were losing by 37 points, like this year they usually were, and they're wearing their black jerseys, and then they went into halftime, came out, and replayed the first half in their retro uniforms. You were like, wait, I know how this is going to happen, but why am I watching this? That's how I feel about these stupid-ass memes where you put a white dude's face or a black dude's face on the opposite race. And you're like, oh. You're like, oh, this is so funny because it's going to make people mad. Oh, you're technically dumb. And I'm over it. Okay? So now that I got that out of the way. Yo, so I saw a clip of a podcast. I think it was either the Fighter Kid or Below the Belt. But Shab was talking about like taking his son to see Toy Story 4, which I'm gonna be honest, I'm Toy Storied out. I saw the third one. I'm good. I might watch it when it comes out. Like, if it's on TV sometime, I might watch it. But, like, I'm Toy Storied out. I am. Three's enough, you know? Three is a good amount for a movie if it's, like, successful. After that, like, I'm good, man. I'm good. But, dude. Randy Newman, he said, you know, there's still, this is why I'm Toy Storied out. He said it's like the same songs, and, you know, Randy Newman's out there, he's saying, "You got a friend in me." It was a great song, dude. Great song, you know? Great song. Makes me happy. I love the bit in Family Guy of Randy Newman, by the way, where it's like an apocalypse. And he's, like, playing his fucking piano, and Lois is, like, walking up to an... If you've seen this, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, it's probably you're probably not going to get it. But, so, like, Lois is walking up, and he's, like, "She's going to grab an apple." And then she goes to bite, he's, like, "She's going to eat the apple." Let me see if I can find it, because... I thought it was pretty funny. But, what was I talking about? Oh, it's Randy Newman, right? Or is it Newton? Randy Newman. Oh, it's Newman. Oh, here it is. And we got an ad. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Well, howdy, strangers. You look plum tuckered. Like to set a spell?
Actually, we are tired.
And hungry. Well, we got plenty of room here, and all the fresh apples you can eat.
Oh, Peter, we found a new home.
All right, let's get to it. What's going on here?
What? A Twinkie factory that might not even exist anymore?
She's right. Besides, this place is paradise.
Sure is. Except for Randy Newman. Randy Newman. Yep. Just sits there all night and day, singing about what he sees.
Fat man with his kids and dog. Drove in through the morning fog. Hey there, Rover. Come on over.
Wow, it's nice to have music while we eat.
Red-headed lady reaching for an apple.
Anyway, you know what? I'm all Randy Newman'd out. But do you remember? He had like the "You Got a Friend in Me." And then he had, I don't know if anybody knows this song, but the Short People song. Where he's like, so fucked up. Definitely can't make this song today. He was like, how the fuck did it go? Oh, it's like short people got no reason to live. It's like the little tiny feet and the little gross shoes. Dude, he's like kind of a... Let me... Is this it? Yeah. Dude. Randy Newman. Kind of an asshole. Kind of an asshole. Come on, dude. Get to it. so fucked up. Little hands. They got little hands, little eyes, fat little butts, great big lies. He said they wear platform shoes and their nasty little feet. I don't know if he's talking about children or if he's talking about, like, you know, little people, which is so fucked up, dude. For sure can't make that song today. Randy Newman, man. Kind of an asshole. How do you make the song, "You Got a Friend in Me," followed by, oh, it probably wasn't followed by, it was probably like same mindset. He was probably like, all right, I made this super positive song, now I got to shit on midgets. Sure people got no reason. So messed up, man. I'm saving it to my library. You know, sometimes you just want to shit on some short people. So fucked up, dude. So fucked up. And it's kind of funny, though, right? I mean, whatever. Dude, how about California getting nailed by those earthquakes? The first one, I think they said it was like 6.5 or 6.4 or something. Then the next day, they get hit by a 7.0 or 7.1. Dude, they're like, they're in a state of emergency, expecting like aftershocks and shit. It says since the 7 point whatever one, that there have been like 3 or 4, maybe 5 magnitude 5 plus earthquakes. Like, the fucking, dude, California is ready to just rip off of the United States and just start going more and more west. California is about to be an island, dog. I was watching one of the comedians that I like, Bert Kreischer. I was watching his Instagram, like, I think it was his Instagram story, but he started recording his house and, like, his pool. Dude, that would, experiencing an earthquake would be pretty fucking scary. Like, the water was splashing out of the pool and, like, the books and shit are vibrating. Dude, it would be scary. Yeah, I'm glad I live in Ohio for now. Anyway, the last thing that I wanted to talk about today, as you hear me turning the pages in my book, was just that. I finally finished Aubrey Marcus's book, Own the Day, Own Your Life, Optimized Practices for Working, Waking, Learning, Eating, Training, Playing, Sleeping, and Sex. So basically, like, the way he breaks this down is every chapter, that I think it was, let me check, I think it was 14, but it might have been 15. Let me check real quick. 16. There's 16 chapters. Every chapter is a different aspect of your life that he calls getting owned, is how he starts these chapters. So what's going wrong in most of our lives? And then he kind of tells you what we should be doing. And then he tells you how to fix it. So it's not like, here's this is what you should be doing. He gives you a breakdown of what you should strive for every day. Because he's very, He's very real about it all. Like, you're not, every day isn't going to be perfect. And the idea that every day is going to be perfect in your life is absurd. And it's going to hurt you in the long run, really, when it comes down to it. Like, the first chapter, I guess I could do this for all of them. The first chapter is water, light, and movement. So, when your day starts and you wake up, that's kind of how this is going. You shouldn't be reaching for coffee. You shouldn't be reaching for an energy drink or pop or fucking whatever it is. You should be. You should get water. Okay, you should get water, and I think his like little cocktail he does is water with some lemon and a little bit of like pink Himalayan salt. That's what you should be starting your day with. Just really to reset some minerals and clean you out. That's what you should be starting with. The light is like saying that you should be having sunlight, obviously, to wake up. But if you don't have that for an option for some reason, it should be some type of blue light, not the blue light on your phone. It should be some type of lamp, like those anti-depression lamps that they do. I don't know if that's still a thing, but that's kind of how you should be waking up. The movement is, you know, like, get one of those little mini, do you know those little trampolines? Get on one of those in the morning and jump around for a little bit. Get everything moving to wake yourself up. How many times do you wake up and you're just like groggy and you hate your life and you're just like going so slow through life? Well, get up and start doing something right away. The next thing was the next chapter. So chapter two is deep breath and deep freeze. this again, not every day is going to be this, but you should practice some breath works. Practice taking deep breaths into your balls is, I forget, I don't know if he said this, but I remember somebody saying this, and it always stuck with me, like, breathe into your balls. If you're a chick, breathe into your vagina. Just as deep of a breath as you could take. Take a couple of them. And the freeze part is taking a cold shower, basically, or an ice bath. Just, oh, man. That chapter, I guess I could go over the chapters that, no, I'll go over them all. Anyway, chapter three, more fat, less sugar, don't eat, more fat, basically, and there's a lot to this book, I'm just paraphrasing it because I enjoyed it a lot. It's like a 400-page book, but I enjoyed it, so I'm just paraphrasing for you. The more fat concept is basically, there's this negative stigma with fat, that if you, they think if you eat fat, you will be fat. I mean, that's right if you're talking about fast food cheeseburgers and deep-fried shit, but when it comes to, like, nuts and avocados and, you know, just fish oil. Like, there's a lot of things that are fats that if you take them into your body, they will help you lose weight. Less sugar, do I really need to talk about that? We shouldn't be having sugar. Don't eat. Basically saying you should practice fasting. You know, it. You don't have to fast 24 hours every week, but maybe once a month, do a 24-hour fast. It's not bad for you. Fasting is very good for you. Breakfast, the whole idea of breakfast is that you're breaking the fast. Breakfast. Break fast. That's how that word happened. Now, if you ate at 11 and then you woke up at 7 and you ate breakfast, quote unquote breakfast, you're not breaking any fast. You're just eating again. You should be fasting at least, this is my opinion. Other people tell you different. Your body might tell you different. I think at least a 14-hour fast. 12 is my minimum that I'll go without eating. Or my minimum, yeah. It's the minimum amount of time that I'll wait. The most is usually 16 to 18. But, like, fasting is such a good tool. And when you start to fast, it sucks. But once your body starts getting accustomed to it, at least for me, you're less hungry and you make better food choices. So that's just, I mean, that's just my a little two cents on that. But, you know, you're play around with it. That's part of the fun. It's like playing around with it and seeing how it affects you personally. The chapter 4, essential supplements. This is kind of a plug for his Onnit company. That's where it gets tricky. This is where I don't know how much I put into this, because, like, if you own a supplement company and then you're talking about supplements, it's tricky. But I don't know. Check it out and you tell me, I guess. Chapter 5, drive time, alive time. Basically saying, you know, when you're driving to work or to home or to the store and you're kind of just zoned out, just, I got to get here to there, what's happening? Like, you can use driving as meditation. Now, not closing your eyes meditation, but, like, your breath and focusing on things around you. And there's definitely things you can do to maximize driving into actually being something beneficial for you. 6, the power of plants. Again, check that chapter out yourself. Chapter 7, doing work. Check that out yourself. Chapter 8, eat a weird lunch. This one was cool because I didn't even think of this. Like, when it came to salads, like, throwing in random shit that you wouldn't eat usually, like, fuck it. Throw in a couple edible flowers in there. Look for different stuff that you wouldn't usually put in it. And I don't know. I thought that was a cool chapter. But again, it's something that you have to check out yourself. Number 9, power nap. Check it out. 10, obviously. A lot of these, you're going to have to check it out yourself. 11, reset, connect. 12, eat dinner like a king. 13, more, better sex. I thought that was a cool chapter, and I have no shame talking about it. Just like the sex chapter. It's like just giving you more things to think about when you're having sex with your partner or your one night stand, whatever. I thought it was a cool chapter. It's not like the Karma Sutra, but it is, I mean, it's a helpful little chapter, something to think about at the very least, which is cool. I'm always down for that. I'm basically saying, like, blowing those stupid things that people used to say, like, for people that, like, if you're a guy and you blow it early. Remember when people would say, like, just focus on something not sexual. Hey, man, if you could focus on something not sexual while you're having sex and there's a beautiful woman under you and she's saying things to you and making noise that you want to hear, and you can focus on something not sexual, you're a psychopath. basically, that's what this chapter's about. And it's just like, it's, I don't know how to explain this chapter, really, without sounding like a weirdo. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Actually, if you guys want to hear more about this, I'll definitely get into it. But I just wanted to give you a breakdown of the book. Chapter 14, Turn Off, Tune In. This is really with, like, your bedtime. So now we're winding down. Turn off is obviously your phone. And, like, you should be winding down. Look, and you don't have to give up your phone, but the addiction we have with them, we got to work on it. That's all. We just got to work on it, just like anything else. That's basically, I mean, what this is going to be about. Chapter 15, sleep. This was a very cool chapter. Pretty much talking about, like, how everybody says you need 8 hours of sleep. But, like, there's a couple people that are coming along to this now where it's not so much that you need 8 hours of sleep. It's that you need a total of 35 90-minute sleep cycles throughout the week. Right? So that could be, you know, you sleep, say you get 5 of these sleep cycles at night, and then you get, or 4 of them at night, whatever, and then you take a nap for an hour and a half. All you need is that, you need the sleep cycle. So you need to sleep, you need the deep sleep, you need the REM sleep, and you need the waking up. That's what you need. It's not so much of 8 straight hours. It's these 90-minute sleep cycles. So that was a cool chapter. And then Bring It Home was basically just a, you know, basically a recap of the book. And like I said, I'm going to be talking about this book more. I just wanted to kind of give you the idea of it if you wanted to check it out yourself, which I would recommend. But, yeah, that's it for today, people. Again, definitely don't get upset about Ariel being black. What else should we, our takeaways from this episode? Don't get upset about Ariel being black. Don't be a piece of shit. I guess that could be it for, that's our takeaway message. And short people are okay, okay? Don't listen to Randy Newman because he's kind of a dick. Anyway, guys, until next time, peace.
Too much pleasure is pain. My girl spites me in vain. All I do is complain. She needs something to change. Need to take off the ass. So fuck it all tonight. And don't tell me to shut up when you know you talk too much, but you don't got shit to say. I want you out of my head. I want you out of my bed. Goodbyes. We're both acting insane, but you're stubborn to change. Now I'm drinking again, 80 proof in my veins, and my fingers are stained. Looking over the ass, don't fuck with me tonight. Say you needed this heart, then you got it. Turns out that it wasn't what you wanted. And we wouldn't let go, and we lost it. Now I'm a goner. I want you out of my head. I want you out of my bed. Tonight, I'm trying to cut you, no knife. I wanna slice you and dice you. My argument's